Hey there.
How's everyone doing? Hey there. So from 2008 to 2013, I was a graduate student at Florida State University, and I had the pleasure of being a teacher's assistant during this time. And when you're a TA, you get trained on a variety of things, how to develop a syllabus, how to create exams. The one thing they don't train you on is how to process student evaluations. Because students will say some really random and off-the-wall things about you that have nothing to do with your teaching strategy, right? So at the end of each semester, I would get the evaluation packet, go through, and there would always be some that would just make me turn my head, like the student who said, "I want your face." For what? I don't know what that means. I also looked at the front of the evaluation of another one, and for teacher performance, it was poor. I was like, oh no, that's not good. Flip it over. Ryan is the biggest asshole I've ever met. And I was like, well, that can't be true. Like, the biggest? Maybe like top 10, but like number one? I don't believe that. He made fun of me during a test. I'm like, that doesn't sound like me. He said I should know what a true and false question is. I'm like, all right, that happened. That's true. Because this student said to me, raised his hand, "Ryan, I think you made a mistake on the test." And I said, oh no, which was like one of my biggest fears, right? Like saying something incorrect on the exam. And he calls me over and he says, "You say here that crime rates have been increasing over the past 20 years, but I remember you saying they were decreasing." And I said, yeah. And he's just staring at me. I'm like, it's a true and false statement. And he goes, but this isn't right. I said, you need to know what true and false means. Maybe I shouldn't have said it that way. He held on to it. So I became the biggest asshole that he'd ever seen. Another student said, "You say goddamn a lot." Which when you're teaching criminology and talking about crime policy, it comes out, right? So her suggestion to fix this problem in myself was to say, "God bless it," or "the Lord blesses it." Like, that's just not in my vocabulary. I'm sorry, I can't say that with a straight face. It would be worse than me just saying goddamn. The most notable student evaluation I got looked on the front of the sheet, and across the board, excellent. All the way down. I'm like, ah, cool, great. And I flip it over. "Ryan is my favorite professor of all time. No homo." So, first of all, yes, homo. All right, just putting it out there, number one. But more importantly, what... I love it. More importantly, what professor is going to be reading, "I'm his favorite professor of all time. I think he wants to bang me." Definitely wants to bang me. Right, Ryan's my favorite professor, no homo. Thank you.